Bros are back. They booked in a date, I think next year, 2017. I think it could be, I think it's August, at the O2. Now, the O2 is a barn of a place. I mean, you know, even if you look, and I'll tell you this in the free podcast as well, even if you look at Matt Goss's set, which is in the Gossy Room, which was Cleopatra's Barge and has now reverted back to Cleopatra's Barge. He was just a lounge singer. They decided they wanted a bit of a change. Obviously, you know, it must have been tailing off. That's the only reason you change something, is if the audience starts dropping off. It only holds about 150 people, which is small. And that's including a stage, there's a bar, and he only does 7 songs. That's his set, 7 songs. How in God's name they're going to fill up, and bearing in mind, 4 of those are standards. You know, the Luck Be a Lady Tonight thing is a standard. That's not a Bros song at all. He only does 3. When Will I Be Famous? Drop the Boy and something else. I Owe You Nothing, I think. And that's it. But, you know, are they going to be able to jump up and down and do a full-length concert at the age of 48? I think unlikely. I think unlikely. I mean, they haven't toured for 30 years. What in God's name are they going to be like? Craig's not going back with them. Of course he's not. So I want to know who owns the name Bros. Are they allowed to use it? Is it owned by a company? Who owns the name Bros? That could be interesting, couldn't it? I'd like to find out things like that. 84850 steve@lbc.co.uk. I'd like to find out where Matt got his hair from as well. And it's interesting. I didn't see them doing their press conference. They did a prayer beforehand, which is lovely. And they think they're going to be something big, so they acted like they're bringing back the Beatles. Yeah, but the trouble is they're not the Beatles. They never were the Beatles. Their own album... Yeah, the first one, I think, went quadruple platinum. But that was it. That was the only one. The rest of it collapsed like a pack of cards. And once I read you out, and I printed it off, actually. I've got to go and get it off the printer. The hits and everything else. And I couldn't find many in there apart from the ones you know. Well, you can't pad a concert out for that, can you? You know, and also, because they're 48 now, and if you saw Matt Goss in Vegas, he doesn't jump up and down. He can't. His dancing was a little bit lame when he was younger. They were just two pretty boys and Craig's done the best. Craig's done the best. You know, he doesn't want to get back. Why would he want to? He's a bit like Victoria Beckham. Victoria Beckham doesn't want to get back, same as Melanie Chisholm with the Spice Girls, and she's not interested. She's not interested. She just sort of thinks, no, let's leave it. That's what it was. It was good. Don't do it again. You know, you can come back, but don't do any Spice Girls songs. Because I'm assuming, and I haven't managed to find out yet, somebody will have to... have to let me know, because I haven't got the time to check, whether or not Bros wrote their stuff or whether it was written for them by somebody else. Do they own the rights to their songs? I mean, that's what I'd need to find out. I'm just curious. I'm very curious to try and work out that, you know, whether or not they would be selling out the O2. He's only selling, you know, 150 seats. And if he does that a few nights, I think he does 3 nights a week, or he did 3 nights a week at Caesar's Palace, there's only 450 people. The O2 is thousands. It's going to look really sparse. You know, lots of interest, sort of, because all the papers, there's nothing going on. It's all Kim Kardashian. We seem to have forgotten about the RAF boy who's still missing. Still missing. And so they're sort of turning it over to, they sort of give them the bizarre column, and they can drone on about things. But as I say, what they're going to do in their set. It's going to be standards, isn't it? They're going to have to sort of do a big opener, and then it's going to go downhill as as Matt goes into Luck Be a Lady Tonight. Who wants to see that at the O2? Who wants to see a bit of action on stage? I mean, blimey, even the Rolling Stones give you a bit of action, but I don't see there's going to be much action for him at all. But we'll wait and see. I always reserve judgment, and... when Bros, says Johnny G, play at the O2, they're not going in my cab. The last time I had to call the police when I said £63, they said, we owe you nothing, nothing at all.